Sagax shook his head firmly.
No, sir. A glutton's a glutton, no matter where he is, on land or sea. He'll never repent.
Scare him knelt, with the water lapping his chin and his paws clasped beseechingly. He moaned aloud to his two friends.
Oh, change me ways! I'll be good! Only take me aboard! I'll do all the work! Scoff will scarcely pass my lips! You'll see! Don't leave me here for 20 seasons with these spiky savages! Dear little hoggy beasts! Sagax, Kruver, dear old jolly old faithful old pals! I'll do any belly thing for you! Just take me aboard!
Sagax looked doubtfully at Kruver.
What do you think?
The sea otter tapped his rudder up and down.
Ain't much of a catch, is he?
As he was talking, Kruver was untying the bow rope from its rock mooring.
I wouldn't feel right inflicting scaremen on our good old hedgehog friends for 20 seasons. Oh, well, I suppose we'll have to put up with him. Come on, you lop-eared excuse for a messmate. Get aboard!
With a bound, Scarem landed on the stopdog's deck, playing his new role as beast of all work.
Now sit back and put your paws up, you chaps. Leave this to me. I'll see to the what's-its and unfurl the who-jama-call-its until the turner. Turn the tiller. What?
With a twinkle in his eye, Kamani called out as he and his hogs waved goodbye.
Now go easy on those poor sharks and don't slay too many.
Evening sun reddened over a placid sea as the three travellers continued their course northward. By this time, Scarem had taken on a change of mood.
Are you two blighters going to sit there forever with your paws up? Lazy bounders, a chap needs help around here. What do you think I am, a one-hair crew? Sagax, why don't you take the tiller? And Kruver, can you manage those ropes and sails? I'll make the supper. Ah, supper. What a jolly nice thought. All's I've had to eat was a snack last night. Flaming, famine-faced hogs, what? That mammy gave me a whack on the paw with a ladle when I mentioned breakfast this morning. Flipping spiky old tyrant.
Sagax reached out with a powerful paw and grabbed Scarem by the scruff of the neck. He had him half overboard in a trice.
One more word and I'll make you swim back to serve your 20 seasons with those spiky old tyrants.
Kruver smiled wryly, shaking his head.
Old Scarem don't change much, does he?
Sagax was also smiling as he whispered in Kruver's ear.
I wouldn't want him to, would you? This would be a dull, boring trip with a well-behaved hare for company.